Leviticus 21:23. He has a defect. I want to talk to you about how we, the believer in Jesus Christ, no longer have any defects because of the work Jesus did on the cross. In the book of Leviticus chapter 21, we see the regulations for conduct of the priests. Let's look at verses 17 through 23 together. The Bible says, "Speak to Aaron, saying, No man of your descendants in succeeding generations who has any defect may approach to offer the bread of his God. For any man who has a defect shall not approach. A man blind or lame, who has a marred face or any limb too long. A man who has a broken foot or broken hand, or is a hunchback or a dwarf, or a man who has a defect in his eye, or eczema, or scab, or is a eunuch." Verse 21, "No man of the descendants of Aaron the priest who has a defect shall come near to offer the offerings made by fire to the Lord. He has a defect. He shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. He may eat the bread of his God, both the most holy and the holy." Verse 23, "Only he shall not go near the veil or approach the altar because he has a defect, lest he profane my sanctuaries, for I, the Lord, sanctify them." Reading this section of scripture makes me want to worship and praise and thank Jesus even more. Why? Because it's through Jesus Christ that we are no longer seen with blemishes or defects. It's Jesus that has made us whole. He has made us perfect. He has made us righteous. According to the Old Testament rules and regulations, if there were any defects in the person, they could not approach the veil of God. In other words, they could not really personally, directly, have an encounter with God Himself. Now keep in mind that we are no longer under the Old Testament laws. Jesus fulfilled the law perfectly and has made you and I, the believer in Jesus Christ, pure and perfect without any defect. This now gives us total access to go into the Holy of Holies, to approach the altar, to go boldly before the throne of God. Let's look at some scriptures together that verify that you and I are without blemish in the eyes of the Lord. We are totally righteous. We are no longer sinners because of the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross. Please turn to the book of Colossians chapter 1, and let's look at verse 22. The Bible says, "In the body of his flesh," that's Jesus' flesh, "through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." It's through Jesus' death that we are presented holy and blameless in the eyes of God. You see, God is no longer looking at our blemishes, our sin, our frailties, our humanity, because he's looking at us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It's through Jesus' blood that has washed away all of our imperfections, our blemishes, our sins. We no longer have to believe the lies that the enemy has thrown our way, always accusing us of sin and telling us that we're unworthy, that God can't love somebody like us. You can be set free right now, knowing that those are indeed lies, and that through Jesus you were made perfect. All you need to do is receive God's grace by faith. Don't let Jesus' death be in vain. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, "I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain." In other words, if the law could fulfill our righteousness, or if we could be made righteous by doing all of these rules and regulations, then the death of Jesus was all in vain. To further illustrate that Jesus sees his bride, which consists of everybody that has received him as Lord and Savior, in the Song of Solomon, Jesus calls his bride perfect 3 different times. You can check out chapter 4, verse 7, chapter 5, verse 2, and chapter 6, verse 9. If you turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, we're referred to as holy and blameless. Once you understand how the Lord views you, that you are not a worthless worm because you've sinned, but rather that you're holy and blameless and without blemish, you will begin to walk in an entirely new identity. You will really believe Romans chapter 8, verse 1, that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, I want to be made holy and blameless. Please come into my heart and be Lord of my life. I am choosing to walk in my true identity. This is only possible through you, Jesus, and I thank you. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.